There is a glimpse of good economic news in this country. The Commerce Department issued a retail report last week that found some evidence to suggest that the worst of the retail crash may be over. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwax joins us. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you see some reasons for optimism in the retail report?
We've had so much terrible economic news for so many weeks now that any glimmer of hope is good, so we welcome this. But I think what we're really seeing here is a reflection of the fact that we love a bargain. Circuit City was going out of business. A lot of people went out and bought appliances, TVs. But that's because there were these deep, deep discounts. But if you take a harder look at some of the data, you'll still see that there are plenty of reasons to be worried.
What do you mean? Why should we be worried? I mean, if retail sales seem to be stabilizing, doesn't that mean better times are coming?
Well, what worries me in these numbers is that it seems to reflect that Social Security payments went up. The government gave retired Americans a raise this year of 5.8%. So people like my parents had a little bit more money to spend. Also, unemployment insurance was bolstered in some states. So jobless people had some more money to spend. But that's not really a sign that we're over our retail crisis just because you have more government transfers.
Then what other economic reports should we be paying attention to right now?
Well, when I look at these data, what I really want to see is trends that suggest we're pulling out of this. And what we saw from the Federal Reserve this week was a report that we're losing our wealth. We're continuing to have our household wealth go down because our homes are less valuable, our stocks are still falling. What we found in the latest report that came out this past week, we've lost about $11 trillion in household wealth in the past year. That's an 18% plunge in our wealth. Since World War II, we've grown accustomed to the idea that every year we get a little bit richer. And this is the first year where we've really lost money.
And what should we look for in the coming weeks?
One of the most important reports to me is the jobless claims. This past week, we saw that for the sixth week in a row, jobless claims were over 600,000. We're talking about millions of Americans are out of work, and every week we just keep adding to that number. So until we see those jobless claims turn around and until we start to rebuild our wealth, long term, I don't see any improvement in retail numbers for quite a while.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwax. Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
You're welcome.